The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Today, the Bay Area is banking on another wave of big events on the horizon. As we look forward to the WNBA and Major League Baseball All-Star Games, the steady stream of conferences is also boosting event tourism. But residents and local businesses want to see that momentum sustain. Joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline is Victor Matheson, professor of economics at the College of Holy Cross. If you would like in on the discussion, we welcome your questions. You can email questions to askus@kcbsradio.com. askus@kcbsradio.com. Professor Victor Matheson, welcome to KCBS. Good to have you with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, San Francisco has all this big stuff going on. They're forecasting nearly $10 billion in visitor spending this year. But how much of that actually sticks around once the events are over?
Well, it really depends on what kind of event you have. If you're talking about just a regular old conference, you know, a vacationer coming into the Bay Area for a week or for a few days, it turns out a ton of that actually sticks local, and that's great. And that sort of stuff is sustainable. For the bigger events, though, it turns out less of the money sticks around. And, of course, this is for two reasons. I mean, we can think back to the World Cup, right? The world's biggest sporting event was just in the Bay Area last month or 2 months ago, right? And maybe $400 million was spent in the Bay Area on tickets to matches, but none of that stuck in San Francisco or down in Santa Clara, right? That all went back to FIFA and back to headquarters in Switzerland. And in a similar line, the prices for hotel rooms during the World Cup were out of sight, right? The prices were up about 50% overall, but again, they didn't raise the wages of their desk clerks, raise the wages of their room cleaners by 50%. So again, that money goes back to Marriott International and Hilton Worldwide, not as likely to stick in San Francisco. So yeah, smaller events are often bigger than big events in terms of getting money to stick locally.
You know, that's really an interesting way of looking at it. I mean, we think back, we had the NBA All-Star Game here a few weeks ago. The Super Bowl was in Santa Clara, the World Cup matches in Santa Clara. Now it's announced the baseball and WNBA All-Star Games are coming here in the future. And, of course, all the conferences at Moscone Center. I think we have, the Pokemon World Championships coming up. So all these people come in and they stay in hotels and they eat in restaurants, but they're not necessarily going to mom-and-pop places, right?
Well, it kind of depends what's local and what's around. It is important to understand that not every event is going to affect every business in the same way, right? Here in Boston, we super enjoyed having the Scots in town for the World Cup. In fact, there's the stories of Scott, the Scott fans, the Tartan Army actually drinking our bars out of beer. But that was really good business for a certain type of bar. It wasn't necessarily good business for the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, right? It wasn't necessarily big business for the Museum of Fine Arts. So just because you get a bunch of people in does not mean everyone equally shares in the prosperity that those visitors bring in.
Yeah, you know, cities often tout job numbers before these big events, or they, I don't know how they come up with these numbers, but they estimate how much money will be added to the economy. Are those accurate readings typically?
Well, so I do know how those numbers are made, and I'm not going to subject your listeners to actually telling them how it's made, right? Sausage and economic estimates, you don't want to see those actually get made in real life, right? The answer is, in general, as you add additional tourist revenue to the San Francisco or Bay Area economy, you are going to generate more jobs. But again, if that increase in money comes because of a short-term big event, like an All-Star Game or like a World Cup, you really can't trust those numbers at all. An extra $100 million to the San Francisco economy over the course of a year is definitely going to generate full-time year-round jobs. $100 million coming in for a big weekend like the Super Bowl, that's going to generate very little in the way of new jobs, maybe some more hours by existing employees, maybe some volunteers, maybe some very temporary jobs. But again, those big job numbers touted for short-term events are highly unrealistic and highly unreliable.
So I guess the million-dollar question is, as we kind of look at the other side of this, what can be done to build sustained growth, sustained income growth and tourism?
Well, of course, that's the million-dollar question, or in the case of the Bay Area, the $10 billion question about that much in visitor spending every year in the area. It really is making San Francisco an attractive place for regular visitors to come on a continuing basis, right? Again, it's not, if you're trying to make a good economic strategy, it's not about getting a Super Bowl in 2026. It's not about getting a World Cup in 2026 or maybe again, you know, in 12 years. It's about getting a convention every weekend. It's about getting regular tourists every weekend. You know, one of the real questions facing San Francisco, you know, is in that heart of downtown. Are you doing a good job making that, you know, around Market Square an attractive place for tourists and for conventions? Obviously, there's been some level of decline, you know, since the pandemic. The extent to which that tourist area can revive itself is super important in getting tourists to come back and getting conventions to come back.
You know, that's really an interesting way of looking at it. When these big events come to town, people seem to gravitate toward the downtown area. That's where a lot of the stuff is going on. So when they want a cup of coffee, they're not going to a coffee shop out in Noe Valley, or they are not going to a diner in the inner Richmond. So while parts of the city may benefit and they're like, yay, big event, other parts of the city, you know, within the city limits, aren't seeing the same benefit.
And quite honestly, certain types of businesses in even in the, you know, central city don't necessarily benefit either, right? If there's a certain type of tourist who comes in, they may be crowding out other economic activity that's happening. And so, for example, for the World Cup, the organizers touted the idea that maybe as many as 400,000 hotel rooms would be filled with visitors. And that may or may not be right, and we always have to be, you know, take everything with a grain of salt if the actual organizers of an event are touting a big number. But even if that was right, the fact that you have all these soccer fans in town means that, you know, they're using up hotel rooms that could be used for other activities. There were certainly no major conventions in San Francisco area during the World Cup because you couldn't get good big room blocks during that time. We actually just ran the numbers literally this morning on hotel numbers, and San Francisco did quite well during the World Cup, you know, up about 100,000 hotel rooms, but that's still 300,000 hotel rooms less than the World Cup organizers were predicting.
All right, we are getting some listener questions in. I want to get to those in a moment. You're listening to Ask an Expert on KCBS. I'm Steve Scott. Today we are looking at the economic impact that comes with big events coming to the Bay Area, sports or conventions or otherwise, and how that translates to the folks who are here all year round. We're talking with Victor Matheson, professor of economics at the city at the College of the Holy Cross. Here's a listener question. What other measures indicate the success of a region's tourism industry? For instance, they ask airport traffic numbers.
Right. So economists who try to look at these things, we grab any data that we can get. We look at airport arrivals. We look at hotel arrivals. That's really good data because we have it a daily. And it really does count people coming to the area and spending money who wouldn't otherwise be here. We've looked at things like taxable sales. We've looked at employment numbers, including employment numbers in the tourism sector, a super important sector in the Bay Area, by the way, almost 350,000 people in the greater Bay Area employed in leisure and hospitality. We look at GDP numbers. So, you know, basically any data that we can look at, we really want to look after the fact whether the predictions really did come true. You can always predict anything, but the real answer is in the data that you see afterwards. And, of course, you know, with San Francisco just hosting again the biggest sporting event on the planet, you know, we're diving into those data, you know, basically as we speak.
I wonder, as you study this, Professor, when these big events come in, whether it's a sporting event or the Pokemon World Championships, and, you know, there's excitement here. We are talking about it on the radio. What do local people really think about that? Is all they see is they can't get a reservation at their favorite restaurant and the streets are more crowded?
Well, certainly there's some element of that, although we actually do have some other evidence that these things actually do make us happy as well. As a matter of fact, for some of the biggest events, we have a lot more evidence that it makes people happy than we have evidence that it makes people rich. I think San Francisco, as well as, you know, my town, Boston here, we had a great time welcoming the world to our city for the World Cup. And I imagine San Francisco had a wonderful time with the fans in town for the big games there. I think the World Cup is a much better thing at generating happiness than it was necessarily generating dollars for the average person in the Bay Area.
Interesting question from a KCBS listener. Is there risk that this carousel of major events, I like the way they put that, this carousel of major events may be more of an economic band-aid than it is a long-term fix?
Right. So you do have to be very careful about thinking that, you know, if I put a bunch of public money, for example, into infrastructure to attract big events, and you say, hey, well, I got a Super Bowl, I got a WNBA final, you know, or an All-Star game, am I going to be able to continue doing this? And it's very important to realize that these big events are quite infrequent, and there are 30 other cities around the country that you're competing with to attract and host those events. So, it's one of the reasons why I would emphasize the real way to have sustained benefits is not the big events, although they're great. You know, you get them when you can, but it's really about generating, again, not the Super Bowl, but, you know, the state Educators Association conference, right? Or the furniture salesman regional meeting, you know, get those things year after year and week after week after week. Those are the things that generate a good economic impact. And think about this. Think if you're a farmer, right? If you're a farmer, you want a little bit of rain, you know, every week, every day, a little bit at time and time again. You don't want a gigantic deluge just once a year and then nothing for the other 365 days. Your crops are going to grow when you get a nice, sustained, steady amount again, week after week on a regular basis.
What a great analogy. So the region is stacking multiple events. Does that compound the benefits or compound the problems?
My sense is, and I don't have a good answer to this, so I know you're asking an expert, and I'm not sure I'm the right guy on this, but my sense in general is these large sporting events, at least, are the sort of things that stack fairly well on top of one another, because the lessons you learn in the World Cup can be applied to the next time you have big groups of people coming in for similar types of events. So my sense is the better trained and the more you learn about the events you've done, the better you're going to be at making that next event a success and also being able to capitalize economically on each succeeding event.
Some cities have scaled back big event bids after crunching the real numbers. I mean, I know that a lot of cities now don't want to go anywhere near, say, bidding on the Olympics. What is it that tends to change their minds?
So the biggest thing that's important is how much you have to pay to host the event, right? So the bigger the event, the more the event organizer expects the taxpayers to be on the hook rather than they themselves. So the typical city in the United States that hosted World Cup games had at least $100 million in government expenses here, although the federal government covered a bunch of that. San Francisco is pretty savvy here, and it made sure that the expenses associated with the event were generally covered by the hosting committee without large subsidies from either the state or local organizations. So, you know, if you can host a big event without having to put out a bunch of money, you're in pretty good shape. On the other hand, 4 years ago, the World Cup was hosted in Qatar, and they spent upwards of $250 billion hosting of the event. Of course, at those sort of expenditures, there's no way you can possibly come out ahead, at least in the short run. So again, it's all about, can you keep your costs down while still hosting a successful event?
All right, we are just about out of time, Professor, but I guess to put a bow on this, really, I mean, there's more upside than downside for a city like San Francisco having these big events coming, whether it's an all-star game or a Pokemon World Championship or whatever. You'd rather have them than not have them, right?
You would absolutely rather have them than not have them. And I will say San Francisco, as well as most of California in general, has been pretty savvy about saying, hey, we would love to have you come visit our fantastic cities and states, but we're not going to break the bank bringing it here. So please have the Olympics in L.A., but don't expect gigantic taxpayer subsidies. Yes, we'll bring the World Cup and you can visit the fantastic Bay Area, but don't expect us to subsidize your event to a great deal. After all, FIFA made $11 billion on the event. They shouldn't expect an additional handout from local taxpayers in San Francisco.
Professor Victor Matheson at the College of the Holy Cross, thanks so much for coming on. A great conversation. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.